a lot of things going with it's a, I guess, a team effort. A couple of my interceptions, you know, over the past couple of years been due to pressure, be it for Krug, Jabbar, guys like that. A couple of picks I had last year. You know, my my interceptions that I've had thus far has, you know, just been preparation. So it's a lot of a combination of things. But, you know, it's overall a team kind of deal, I guess.
Has there ever been a time this season where you felt like last year, like not you personally, but the group, like, or is it just really it's been a struggle the whole year as far as
I really don't like comparing this year to last year because we got different guys. You know, we got Tremont instead of Buzz. But I wouldn't say it's been a time where I said, hey, this doesn't feel like last year. Hey, this feels just like last year. It's just that we haven't found our groove. You know, we got guys playing out of characteristic at times, you know, myself included. And, you know, not pointing fingers at anybody, but, you know, our playmakers got to make plays. Our stars got to be stars. And at the end of the day, we haven't been like that consistent and consistent enough, I would say. So we know who we got back there. And it just comes down to making plays and being who we are and not getting out of frame. And we've been getting out of frame and not being who we are in the back end.
Just trying to Coach O'Neal. Kind of quick today that one of the assistant coaches said that you guys have had as many lineups in the secondary, or you've had more lineups in the secondary than uniform combos this year. How much has that been a contributing factor to the struggles you guys are having on the back end, the fact that you don't have the same lineup out there every week?
Well, I say not having our Pro Bowler cornerback out there, or strong safety, or free safety out there all together. Is that a blow to the secondary? Absolutely. That's nothing to take anything away from Pierre or Poirier, all those guys who had to come in and step up. But guys are Pro Bowlers for a reason. Those guys play at a high level. And when you get all those guys together and healthy, you build that continuity. But when it's hard to build it with a bunch of new guys who's still trying to learn the system and grasp, who haven't been playing much. And, again, that's not an excuse. Those guys, we hold those guys accountable. It don't matter who's out there, whether it's Joe or Pierre Desir or, you know, Charles Gaines. We hold those guys accountable, and they got to make plays. I would say it's just guys not going out there and execute. You know, our guys who are Pro Bowlers, man, sometimes we get out of frame and we don't make enough plays or we let plays get away from us. So I wouldn't say it's solely the injuries, because when we are out there, sometimes we're just not making enough plays.
Sean, do you have to just kind of pretend that Big Ben is
going to
play just in case?
Man, he could fool y'all. He ain't fooling me, man. I don't believe he's playing. But, you know, then again, I respect him he's a tough, competitive guy, man. So if he say he's going to play, I hold out 5% hope that he might play. But I seen the injury just like everybody else seen it. And I don't know if he could play out there. I believe if he could play in a boot, he would. But unfortunately, he can't. I have a great deal of respect for him, but I'm preparing for who I think is going to be playing out there. I believe Landry Jones is going to play, who I think is a good quarterback. If you give him enough time, he can make every throw. But we'll see how it go, man. It don't matter who's throwing the ball. They got the best receiver in football. So Landry Jones, Mike Vick, Ben Roethlisberger, you throw a guy the ball, he catching 300 yards. That's a quarterback stat line. So, you know, that's what I'm focused on right now.
Can you talk about Antonio Brown, just what makes him so good and hard to defend? Oh,
man, he's quick, he's fast. He's not the biggest guy at all, but he plays big, and you got to respect that. He plays like a Dez Bryant size, but he can make all – he can run all the routes. He just everything you want in a receiver, man, and I respect this game. I truly respect this game, man. And coming in, you would like to have your Joe Hayden on a guy like him, but, you know, we definitely going to shuffle some stuff around and make sure that we keep him off his game, but I respect his game. I think he's playing at a high level. I think he's the best receiver in football.
Is it a little daunting to go into the game and try to defend Antonio without a Joe Hayden?
No. We all know, not at all. I mean, would you like Joe to be out there? Absolutely. But I wouldn't say it's daunting. We just know what we got to do in the game plan. We got to get great game plan for him, for this offense in general. And we know that this offense is going to run through him. Bell is down. Roethlisberger is down. Hopefully we find out more as the week progresses. But if Roethlisberger definitely is down, that offense going to have to go through him. And, you know, that we know that he's more than capable of taking over the game. We've seen what he did last week. So I wouldn't say anybody on the back end is nervous or afraid or anything like that. But we just have respect for him, and we know what he can do.
Do you have a feel for what Charles Gaines will bring to the table?
You know, Charles Gaines is he have an old soul, man. And I think that his knowledge to the game, man, is truly – he don't get enough credit for it, man. He's a young rookie, but, you know, his feel for the game is huge, man. And I think that you combine that with his athletic skill set, I think that Charles Gaines is going to be a huge asset to the secondary, man. He's going I would say he's in a mode of a Dante Whitner, but except a younger version, man. He reminds me so much of from the way he talked, the way he approaches the game, man. He just got that knowledge and he got that feel for the game, man. And I love his game, man. I'm excited for him when his number's called Sunday to see what he could do. I've seen what he could do in the preseason, but now the real bullets are flying. I think that he's going to have success, man. I think that he's going to be a great young player in this league.
What does Brown Steelers mean to you, or is this just another game for you?
I mean, ask me this question 3 years ago. I mean, it would just been another game, but I understand the rivalry. I understand what this means. This is the one game we could be on 15, and you win this game, and, you know, a lot of stuff is forgiven. So I know what this rivalry means. I definitely know. And for us to get a win at Heinz Field would be huge. It would be huge for this team, a huge momentum booster for this team, for the city, for this organization. So I think that that's just huge, man. This rivalry definitely is – you know, I would say that this is the biggest rivalry we have in this division, for sure.
How vital is this stretch of division games? You're going to have four in a row. This will be the second in that stretch. Gaining ground,
right?
Having that opportunity.
I think that is very important. Division game or not, I think these last seven games is very important for this organization to show that we're going in the right direction. I know that the city of Cleveland, the fans, we're tired of losing. The players are tired of losing. The front office and the coaches, we all tired of losing. So this next stretch, and it just happened to be a bunch of division games. And like I said, man, we can't control what any other team can do. We can only control what we can do. And in the division, we know that counts as two. As it stands right now, we're 1-1 in the division. You know, to win a division, I don't think that's a far fetch or something that's unobtainable. I think that is very, very obtainable, if you ask me. As it stands, we sit 1-1. We got another division game. It's going through Heinz Field, and it'll be exciting to go into the bye with a win.
Jimmy O'Neill says that he wouldn't be surprised to see some Mike Vick in this game. Are you thinking about that?
I'm a fan of Mike Vick, man. I would like to play against him, man. I grew up idolizing the guy, man. But as it stands, man, it doesn't matter who's the quarterback. If he plays, he plays. I have respect for him as a quarterback, as a running threat as well. But if he don't play, like I said, I have respect for Landry Jones as well. So I don't know what shuffle Ben Roethlisberger said he's going to play. Okay. Landry Jones, he's probably the next guy up. If they want to play Michael Vick, it really doesn't matter at this point. We just know that we got to go out there and execute our game plan. And we got to know where 84 is at the end of the day.
What does Landry Jones do though?
He's a big quarterback. He's not your most mobile quarterback, but he got a big arm. He can make the big throws. And that's what this offense predicates itself on, is making the big plays, especially with Bell down. They're going to look to take some shots down the field. They got some deep threats, you know, with Martavius and, you know, Brown. And, you know, they wide receiver, I would say, is probably the best group of receivers we'll probably face. So, you know, when you got that as a quarterback, that's definitely a huge weapon for you.